Welcome to the Crispin Commentary Daily Mortgage News Podcast. I'm your host, Robbie Crispin. Topics on today's episode include wholesale news catching brokers' attention, opting out of automated underwriting, and are rates stuck here for 2024? Thanks to today's podcast sponsor, Calc. Given that rates are the highest they've been in decades, how can homeowners be convinced to move into a new home? With the trade and mortgage powered by Calc, homeowners can buy before they sell, make non-contingent offers, and tap their home equity to fund the down payment on their next home. The result? Lenders help their clients negotiate a lower purchase price, reduce their interest payments, and eliminate PMI. The saga of United Wholesale Mortgage in Hunterbrook continues. Quote, Hunterbrook Media has learned that a UWM executive set up a shell company that in 2019 was used to purchase an established U Mortgage. Philadelphia-based mortgage company that brands itself as independent, according to corporate records, some obtained through Freedom of Information Act or FOIA requests. U Mortgage is run by Anthony Casa, a close ally of UWM CEO Matt Ishbia. The financing via the shell company, which was owned by UWM Chief Strategy Officer Alex Elijaj until at least 2020, enabled Casa to buy U Mortgage and become its CEO just 2 years after he exiled personal bankruptcy. The nature of that financing relationship previously had been unknown. End quote. Yes, yesterday the hedge-funded media company published its latest report. Hunterbrook claims that U Mortgage, which operates in 48 states and the District of Columbia, acted as a reliable funnel of loans to UWM. Elijaj appeared on U Mortgage filings until 2020 when it appears he transferred his stake to Casa just before UWM's public listing through a SPAC transaction. And according to Hunterbrook, in the last 3 years, U Mortgage sent UWM an estimated 77% of its loans, totaling an estimated $1.9 billion. Anyone with questions about the story should contact UWM. One wholesale vet wrote to me saying, quote, the backstory of U Mortgage isn't new, but this is more detailed than I've seen before. Other wholesalers' leadership have managed to stay out of the muck and are in much higher regard in the industry and financial world. Most competitors view other wholesalers as okay, friendly competition. Given all the issues facing the world and the industry, is this a tempest in a teapot? End quote. Another vet wrote in, quote, there's a lot the authors have not touched on. For example, the rumored Ponzi scheme where they have recruited and lied to originators to buy into U shares, a company with no value, and massive conflicts. Being recruited and giving U Mortgage personal savings to buy into the company is an open discussion topic among brokers and branches. If true, one would expect the SEC and regulators to take a hard look at it. End quote. California, which accounts for 20 to 25% of residential lending in the U.S., is considering AB 2930, which basically gives consumers the right to opt out of automated underwriting tools. It could massively disrupt lending because of the ubiquitous use of DU and LP. California MBA CEO Susan Malazzo wrote in, quote, California MBA has concerns with AB 2930, a bill that would require lenders to perform impact assessments related to automated decision tools, or ADT, provide borrowers disclosure notices on the use of ADTs, and provide alternative manual underwriting options to consumers upon request. The bill would disrupt the availability of credit for California residents by imposing potentially conflicting regulations upon lenders who are already highly regulated by existing federal and state consumer protection laws, and are subject to regulatory oversight for identifying, monitoring, and controlling the risk of discrimination or bias. Markets are bracing for more insight into inflation today, after data yesterday caused markets to further push back expectations of an initial Fed rate cut. First quarter GDP growth fell short of expectations, with a modest increase of 1.6%, compared to the anticipated 2.3%. Slower GDP growth, coupled with an unexpectedly high core PCE inflation, doesn't quite suggest stagflation, but is concerning nonetheless. The Fed seems more and more likely to delay any rate cuts until the fourth quarter of this year in response to persistent inflationary pressures. On the housing front, pending home sales increased 3.4% in March, according to NAR. Month over month, contract signings rose in the Northeast, South, and West, but dropped in the Midwest. Compared to 1 year ago, pending home sales declined in the Northeast and South, while the Midwest and West improved. Fed favorite PCE kicked off today's calendar with expectations for increases of 0.6% and 0.5% in income and spending, with the core PCE price index increasing 0.3% month over month and 2.7% year over year. Little change versus 0.3% and 2.8% previously. Later today brings Michigan sentiment. We begin the day with agency MBS prices slightly better than Thursday evening, the 10-year yielding 4.68 after closing yesterday at 4.71%, and the 2-year is at 4.99. Let's wrap up with a joke and some housekeeping. On the first day after the divorce was final, he sadly packed his belongings into boxes, crates, and suitcases. On the second day, he had the movers come and collect his things. On the third day, he sat down for the last time at their beautiful dining room table. By candlelight, he put on some soft background music and feasted on a pound of shrimp, a jar of caviar, and a bottle of spring water. When he finished, he went into each and every room and deposited a few half-eaten shrimps dipped in caviar into the hollow center of the curtain rods. He then cleaned up the kitchen and left. On the fourth day, the wife came back with a new boyfriend. And at first, all was bliss. Then slowly, the house began to smell. They tried everything. Cleaning, mopping, and airing out the place. Vents were checked for dead rodents and carpets were steam cleaned. Air fresheners were hung everywhere. Exterminators were brought in to set off gas canisters, during which time the two had to move out for a few days, and in the end, they even paid to replace the expensive wool carpeting. Nothing worked. People stopped coming over to visit. Repairmen refused work in the house, and the maid quit. Finally, they couldn't take the stench any longer, and they decided they had to move. But a month later, even though they'd cut their price in half, they couldn't find a buyer for such a stinky house. Word got out, and eventually the local real estate agents refused to return their calls. Finally, unable to wait any longer for a purchaser, they had to borrow a huge sum of money from the bank to purchase a new place. Then the ex called the woman and asked how things were going. She told him of the saga of the rotting house. He listened politely and said that he missed his old home terribly and would be willing to reduce his divorce settlement in exchange for having the house. Knowing he could have no idea how bad the smell really was, she agreed on a price only 1/10 of what the house had been worth, but only if he would sign the papers that very day. He agreed, and within 2 hours, her lawyers delivered the completed paperwork. A week later, the woman and her boyfriend stood smiling as they watched the moving company pack everything to take their new home, and despite the ex-husband, they even took the curtain rods. I love a happy ending, don't you? Thanks again to today's podcast sponsor, Calc. Given that rates are the highest they've been in decades, how can homeowners be convinced to move into a new home? With the trade mortgage powered by Calc, homeowners can buy before they sell, make non-contingent offers, and tap their home equity to fund the down payment on their next home. The result? Lenders help their clients negotiate a lower purchase price, reduce their interest payments, and eliminate PMI. If you have any questions about the podcast or sponsoring opportunities, send me an email at robbie@robchrisman.com. Visit robchrisman.com for more information on our industry partners, access to archived commentaries, and how to subscribe to the daily mortgage news and commentary. To listen to or download past episodes of this podcast, search Mortgage News on any platform you get your podcast from.